Good morning. Welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats Guerrero. Today is Friday, April 12th, 2024. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. Niners added a cornerback yesterday. That would be veteran Rock Ya-Sin. Not a major move, but I think it does have two big repercussions. First, who is Rock Ya-Sin? Second-round pick of the Colts in 2019. Suited up for the Ravens last year in 14 games. 12 tackles, 2 passes, defensed. Not a major contributor, but, and here's the first repercussion, I think it should be a giant wake-up call to that defensive back room in San Francisco. Hey, Ambry Thomas, Darrell Luter, Samuel Womack, guess what? You are now in a fight for your 49ers careers in training camp and in the preseason. The team is going to let you battle it out, and one of you is probably not going to be on the roster next year. The second major repercussion is I think the 49ers have checked the final need off their list this offseason. Now, you may feel differently, but I think in their eyes, they have patched all the holes. They fixed the offensive line. They ran it back, right? We just got to the Super Bowl with this line. They're all coming back. We just added another corner with Rock Ya-Sin. Great. We brought back Juwan Jennings. Check that off the list. No quarterback controversy. Check that off the list. We have restocked the defensive line. Check that off the list. I think the 49ers are going to go best player available every single round in the draft. That could make it very exciting, potentially, or it could also make it very, very boring. We'll have to wait and see which unfolds, but I think the 49ers feel very, very good about what they've been able to accomplish so far this offseason. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Friday, The Beast. Dane Brugler of The Athletic has his draft guide officially out. This thing is fantastic. It has scouting reports on just about every single player in the draft, and these things are detailed. Everything from scouting combine stats to how a guy got his nickname when he was 5 years old. It is definitely worth your time if you're into the draft. If you want to read it, click the link in the description of this episode. One thing to watch, could Tom Brady come back this season? Well, Brady himself didn't rule it out. He was asked on Deep Cut with Vic Blends whether he'd return to an NFL team that lost their quarterback late in the season. Brady said, quote, "I'm not opposed to it. I don't know if they're going to let me," because remember, he wants to become a part owner. Brady said, "If I become an owner of an NFL team, I don't know. I'm always going to be in great shape. I'm always going to be able to throw the ball. So to come in for a little bit like MJ coming back, I don't know if they'd let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it." Just something for Kyle Shanahan to keep stored away in the back of his mind should the worst come to pass with Brock Purdy next year. One thing you may have missed, some big-name players are not going to be at the draft in Detroit. The draft is less than 2 weeks away. The league announced that 13 players will be in attendance. That is the lowest number of attendees since 2021, when it was also at 13. Last year, 17 players went to the draft in Kansas City. And before COVID, from 2015 to 2019, at least 22 prospects attended every one of those 5 drafts. So the number is going down. It is going down by a lot. Thank you to ProFootballTalk.com for those numbers, by the way. Be interesting to see if the league has any reaction to this now that we've seen this for a few years. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Gold Standard Podcast. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Click the bell so you get notified every single time we go live, which is every single weekday for you. Today, I'll be live with Michelle Majuk, 9:15 a.m. Pacific time. Our draft preview continues. We'll look at wide receivers today. The Niners will probably take one. There should be a lot of good ones left in the second round and beyond. Michelle will dive deep into those. I'm Rob Stats Guerrero. Enjoy your Friday and your weekend, everybody. We'll talk later today. This has been a Gold Standard Podcast Network production, part of the Fans First Sports Network.